the target that may have been his greatest need.
Yeah.
His greatest need.
Well, you know, maybe someone will help us out during the show tonight. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, somebody could go by and I guess it would be 3XL.
Well, I think you go
48.
Strictly go with the waist size. 48
will do it.
Yeah, 46 to 48.
48 boxers or briefs.
He prefers briefs.
If you want to come by our the Don and Mike house, drop off some.
How many pairs are you making?
30?
365.
Only one.
Laundry
problem.
Rob and I have a big difference in what we're recommending here.
That should get him good through Easter.
Okay, we'll pick this up with Super Dave. Anybody that can buy with underpants big enough for him.
Yes, 48 inches.
Oh, God. Do you remember when Pee Wee Herman had his giant underpants?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He would put them on his head.
Yeah.
Is that the size we're looking for, seriously? Like the giant novelty underpants?
If you put his on your head, you're going to the hospital.
The hospital.
All right, well, it's King George time, everybody.
Listen, folks, I thought we ought to explain what's going down here. It's April Fool's Day. The fact is that Don and Mike are on thin ice.
Yeah. True back then, true now.
True every day of our lives.
We'll talk to the great George Michael right after
this. Is the Don and Mike Show.
George Michael. WABC.
8:03, Monday in New York at WABC, and Billy Martin is officially back as manager of the Yankees. I told you that would happen Saturday night, didn't I? Trust me. Ah, yes. I thought this was the right song to play with it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Chicago!
The Don and Mike Show.
They can cure the itch in your ditch. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Now, I'm sure he wasn't listening, but we were really just going to town on him an hour ago.
Boy, oh boy, were we kissing. We were slurping.
Not how nice he is. How great he is. Here he is now. King George Michael. George!
Gentlemen, good afternoon to you both.
George Michael.
We really applaud you, George. We truly do on behalf of everyone who's listen to you on the radio, and more importantly here in D.C., watched you on Channel 4 in the Sports Machine.
Yeah, I wanted to say first, George, you have been a terrific friend of this show for all the years that we've been on the air in this market, and we're grateful for that, first of all.
Does that mean that now that I'm not going to be doing the news every day that you guys will never call me again and I'll never get to get in trouble with Don and Mike?
No, as a matter of fact, George, I know you're weighing your many, many options, but one of the things I threw out there before was, I don't see why we couldn't come to some arrangement to put a line into your beautiful mansion and, you know, a couple of times a week let you come on the show and do some radio and let you talk sports or whatever the hell you feel like, but I'm sure you're way out of our price range.
No, as a matter of fact, I will simply take the income tax on your paycheck and I'll retire happily evermore.
George, you're getting lots of love today from a lot of people who really are getting what it is that you accomplished not only in radio and TV. What is it in each of the fields that you've been involved with that you're proudest of? First radio and then TV.
Well, real simple. The radio, the fact that that I was able to move up to the ranks and go to Philadelphia and take a dog of a station, sign it on, and make it number one, that was great. Going to ABC and having fun there, getting named Music Director of the Year in Philly was really special, guys, because you all know that music is very fickle. I would tell you also that having worked as a promotion man for Motown, I never gave payola, I never took payola, and to be able to go through our business in that time in the 60s and not get it, I'm very proud of that.
And I think it's important, George, for people that might not know nowadays just how significant putting music on the radio was when you were doing it. I mean, it was the whole thing. I mean, getting that and you know, your relationship with the record industry and everything else. I mean, it was a very significant thing to get to make hit records. It really was.
Well, I'm really pleased that I was able to become friends with some guys like Chicago and Elton John and the late John Lennon. You know, that kind of stuff is very special. It's stuff you don't forget, and I really like it. And the other thing is to come here, guys, I don't know if you all remember, but when I came here, this station was in fourth place. They were in fourth place, and our general manager said, we're going to become number one, or we're going to sink with you, and we're going to do it through sports. And to go and do the things we do and have the kind of success we've had, hey, it's fabulous. And you both understand this. Nobody gets to leave while they're number one. I get to walk out. We're a dominant number one. Do I like leaving? No. Am I glad I'm leaving? No. But I got to tell you, it's real simple that I felt that I had no choice, and that's the way it is.
I just wanted to ask you real quick. I know people have talked about your career, but I would be not doing my job if I didn't ask you, do you have plans to, I know you've got a, you know, you're going to keep your hand in Channel 4 for a while here in Washington. Are you going to do anything else in television, or is this going to be, you know, you're going to go out and do some rodeo? I mean, what are you going to do?
There are a couple of things I will tell you guys. It hadn't been announced anywhere. Right now, I have the good fortune to meet with David Hill, the president of Fox, a week ago in Daytona. And he said, will you be willing to do some NASCAR with us with Darrell Waltrip?
Hey.
And I said, if you've got the money, I've got the time.
Wow.
And Waltrip said, here, you know what, guys, I hate to be serious, but I have to for 1 minute. Darrell Waltrip taught me more about NASCAR than I can ever explain. He did it in 1979, 1980. He was very patient with me because understanding it was not easy. Darrell Waltrip said to David Hill, I will only do DirecTV NASCAR if it's with George Michael. I won't do it with anybody else. I said, Darrell, why would you say that? And he said, because it's a new venture, and if I'm going to do it, he said, I want them to hire you. He said, and they have to pay us what we're worth, or we're not going to do it. Last night, I got an email from Darrell Waltrip. They ain't willing to pay us what we're worth. Screw them.
You'll get it. George, you'll get that. And besides being ahead of the curve with NASCAR, you're so ahead of the curve with wrestling. When you used to put wrestling on Thursday night and Friday nights, do you remember back in the day, Mike, people would really say,
what the hell is he doing?
Why is George showing at the time it was WWF?
Right.
Why is he showing WWF?
Mm-hmm.
George, how is it that you were on the cusp of NASCAR, on the cusp of wrestling, that your show went down to all of the big national events and you always managed to make it bigger than life? How could you do that? How did you do that?
It's real easy. Because you got to go where the people are. Where are the people? So you guys understand this again. This sports world is so much elitist bull. I mean, elitist crap. Hey, man, people enjoy NASCAR. I go down to Daytona one time and I see 150,000 people. I said, why doesn't anybody cover this? If there's 150,000 people here, there must be a lot of people that really like it.
Right.
I went to a wrestling match in Madison Square Garden in 1979, and I saw Bob Backlund become the champion, and the place went nuts with 18,000 people plus 4,000 more trying to get in. I said, why is everybody ignoring this? So I've had fun, and I've gotten to know the wrestlers. I've gotten to know the NASCAR guys. It's been a hell of a run, and the bull riding is now. It went from being an absolute zero dirt sport to where it's now literally a billion-dollar-a-year business.
And growing every day, right?
And the ratings grow for them every day. They're working on new contracts. They're now on Fox. They're on CBS. They're on NBC. I mean, it ain't all bad. And so, you know, I just like to go out and have fun. And if you can't have fun, to those who criticize me saying he goofs off too much, hey, man, I want to have fun. I'm a rock and roll disc jockey. You have the good fortune to do sports, and that's where it is.
And George, about your roots in radio, I was telling Mike and everybody else way back when I worked at Kiss FM in like 1980, Jay Cook came in one day. He was the group PD, came in and was yelling at me about something and telling me that I talked up Stairway to Heaven and that you talked up Stairway to Heaven, and he was kind of like telling me to shut up and not talk so much. But on the other hand, I remember him leaving the room and thinking, this before I ever even knew you, I thought, what a great compliment that was.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great Jay Cook said to me that I did something that George Michael pissed him off about. Do you know how many people, as revered you are in TV, there is an entire another segment that love you for what you did in radio?
Oh, sure.
Jay Cook told me, real quick, folks, Jay Cook was a broadcast guy that I worked with in Philadelphia from 1966 to 1974. He went on to become the president of Gannett Radio and had the misfortune of hiring Don Geronimo at KISS in L.A. He called me one day and he said, this son of a bitch is so talented, but he's going to drive me to his grave. What do I do? I said, don't fire him. You need him.
You have been so good to so many people in our business. Besides the people that you've mentioned who like Jay Cook and other people, who are you proudest of that have come out of your from under your egg? Who have you had that you're proudest of that's worked with you and gone on to do great things, either in front of the camera, behind the camera? Who are you proud of, George?
You know, to tell you the truth, I really can't name people, because if I do, I've missed someone. But there's a guy that's, for example, the president of a company in Alabama in broadcasting. I'll tell you who I'm most proudest of, and it's just because it's the present time, and that's Lindsay Zarniak. She came here knowing a little bit about TV, and in 2 years, she has learned so much and has become so good and has the respect of everybody she deals with. Man, I got to tell you guys, this young lady is a superstar in the making, a great talent. She gets it. Now, I'm very proud of her.
And what are you going to miss the most about it? About the day-to-day, George? Because, we know how you were and your staff, so committed to this whole thing. What are you going to miss the most?
First of all, I miss the staff. It was very hard on November 15th to fire 14 people. That part was, I will take that to my grave. Mm-hmm. The second thing I'll miss the most is being able to keep Vance honest and being able to keep Doreen, showing her sense of humor, which she's got. Guys, where the hell else am I going to go do terrier races?
I remember that, the terrier race.
You know, I mean, Aubergine, the dog I went down thought it'd be cute to kiss the thing, and it bit me on my ear. I mean, got my ear, got my nose. I was bleeding when I came up, and I said, I don't think that dog likes me. That dog must be a bitch.
George, you are much too humble, even being the egotistical guy you are. You're much too humble to ever say it, but I will say it. I said it before. Why didn't Channel 4 run an ad in the newspaper for you? Okay, don't say it. But, okay.
Hey, I'll follow the advice I was given once, and I tell people all the time, silence is golden. Shut up and get rich.
I got you.
Shut up and get rich.
I got you. George, you've touched so many people. What are you going to do tonight when you sign off? I mean, do you have anything planned?
Are no.
You
gonna... No.
Just do a regular sports.
You're just going to go back to the house?
Do the sports and rock and roll. Do the sports, and then tomorrow wake up and say, okay, now what? All right, so you told the company what they could do with it. Now what are you going to do? Well, and you both know what that means.
Oh, we do indeed.
And the good news is that you get to spend more time with your family, George.
Yeah, my family's all grown. I turn around and say, all right, kids, I'm home. And they go, oh, all the kids are grown and gone. You've been left alone with the dogs and Pat.
Well, you answered the question, George. I know we are going to be seeing you many times on TV in the future, and I know there's something exciting in your future. I just know that's going to happen for you.
Four more sports machines, and then we do, full court press, Redskins reports, but that's not enough to fill a schedule. I don't know what I'll do, but I'll be constantly harassing Don and Mike, and if I don't get a call from y'all, then I know I really am a thing of the past. The Shirelles, ladies and gentlemen, 1961 on Scepter Records.
And the last thing I want to tell you son of a bitch, is... I got very emotional with George right after Frida had passed away. And there was some nice stuff said about Frida on Channel 4, and I believe a lot of that came at George's prodding. And I remember I called actually during the news, and George, you're a good guy for taking the call because he's not ready to go on the air and do the sports yet. And I called him, and I was so freaking emotional, I just said, George, you're such a good friend, and thank you for all that with Frida. And then I said to George, really, and I mean, I said it privately, I'll say it publicly, you and Pat have a really great marriage, and how people get preachy when someone dies?
Mm-hmm.
I did that to George, and I apologize, but I said it with love. I called him up, and I said, you don't know how lucky you and Pat are that you guys like each other, and you don't argue all the time, you don't hate each other. You are so lucky you have her. And, George sat there on the other end of the line, went, okay, thanks, bye. And then had to hang up and go do the sports. Yeah. But, George, you're a good guy, a good friend, and not said enough, a damn good husband. You really are.
Well, I appreciate it. I thank you for that. Just know this. Pat Lackman is a very gifted and talented writer. It's proven by all the Emmys she wins. But she's also a fabulous person as an individual. I love her dearly. And the hardest thing is, guys, real quick, the day that I had to tell her, I love you, you're the best writer I've ever known, but unfortunately, you're fired.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Hey,
I can't imagine. I can't imagine.
And it went down the list from there to everybody. And once you've done that, they say, well, you go to 7-5-9, you work somewhere else. Uh-uh, baby. I don't care. Even if Don Gerano became the general manager, when I walk out tonight, I ain't never doing it again. I'll never do another regular sports cast ever in my life.
And this is the bottom line with George and anyone that's performing. Can you get this through what he's got it right now? He's got passion.
Oh, the passion, and you're not going to see that again in this market.
You cannot duplicate it. Can you hear the urgency that he's got in his voice?
Yeah, it's always fun.
You're great, George. You're a great broadcast.
Bigger than life whenever you'd walk into a room, too. And I'll never forget that. And I know we're going to see you again.
We'll We'll hook up, guys. Don't be a stranger, please.
It's been nice eulogizing you.
God, I get this funeral and I'm still alive.
All right, guys. Good luck, George.
Right, bye, George.
Bye, Dynamite.
Bye-bye.
King George Michael.
Oh, that's great. King George. And you call him that, and that's what a lot of people call him. You know, he is the king.
He was the king of Philadelphia radio.
That's it, as far as I'm concerned. Local sportscasters here in Washington, D.C. We lost a great one many, many years ago in Glenn Brenner, and now it's George, and George was the only guy, you know, going. And he'll be missed. He really will.
And I really did not mean to embarrass him, but that day that the Frieda died after that, when it was on the news, one of the things that Frieda used to say about George all the time was when we would go to events like the Super Bowl or whatever,
mm-hmm.
she would always say, oh, look, hey, there's a guy that's not ashamed to be with his wife. And, I would always say to her, oh, come on.
They were always together.
She works for him. She has to go to this thing. And we would get together with them, and always very sweet, very loving, the two of them.
Right.
Great relationship that they have. And George, a really good guy. You know, I think you kind of got the gist that he got screwed by Channel 4. Good for you, George.
Yeah, good. You know, stood up for his principles, and that's the way you got to do it sometimes.
Good for you. Yeah, like he's going to take it. Like they're going to say, fire 14 people, including your wife.
Yeah, and then, you know.
And then come back.
Right, exactly. It's ridiculous.
Be happy.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Okay.
And it's a shame. And it is, unfortunately, in the broadcast business the way it is so often, that you've got these people that are guilty of doing nothing but a great job. And this happens to him.
So, and like your friend Stoney went through a lot with George.
Yeah, and then a guy literally that I believe I graduated with, Joel Goldberg, who followed Stoney. And, you know, they were so... George would take guys right out of college. And immediately you're thrown into this insane world over there at Channel 4 because George... was, as you know, a perfectionist. And, you know, the stories are that, you know, you just, it's baptism of fire in the purest sense of the word. You got to hit the ground running. And they all, I think, moved on to bigger and better things because it's a great learning experience because he would have the confidence in himself to throw these guys right out of college into these situations. And they did a great job for him. But I mean, it was morning, noon, and night. I mean, you were worried when you're working for George. That's, I mean, you don't have another life. You're working for George. That's it.
He also broke a lot of stuff when he was a DJ because mm-hmm. if he would be talking up a record and would step on it a little bit, step on the vocal a little bit, take off his headphones, like throw them out the window. That's the way he was.
Very, quite a perfectionist. Passionate. Even the way he dressed, even the way, you know, right down to the way he looked on TV, he was very, very concerned with that. He really, really was. The story's about his clothing that he, you know, he's very meticulous about that.
His salmon-colored spray-on tan and those big-ass cufflinks.
He didn't dress like your average local TV.
What about his belt buckles?
Yeah. You know, when he'd do his cowboy rodeo thing. He came over to our studio one time in his cowboy rodeo deal. Think about, you know, you don't get that on local news. No, you really don't.
Here's one more great George Michael story. This was back in the day. He was saying, I got this movie coming out with Luke Perry.
8 seconds, right?
This movie is going to be a smash, guys. You are going to love.
I remember.
We saw the movie. Could not suck.
But you know what amazes me? You were talking about him being ahead of the curve with NASCAR and wrestling.
He is.
And goddamn it, bull riding is not, I forgot what the stats are, but it's incredibly popular and on the rise.
He was 15 years ahead of the curve.
He was a little too early on that one. Yeah. But he was ahead of the curve nonetheless. He really was.
I remember we watched that movie and it was like, we're sitting there going,
Jesus, what's that?
This is awful. This is so bad. Which was worse, his movie or the talking horse movie with Bob Goldthwait?
I believe boy, that is a close one.
Come on.
Because they're both bad in their own way.
It's the George movie.
It's the George movie.
Right.
You can at least have a few beers and watch Hot to Trot.
I remember the name of it.
George is also, I think, isn't George? George is in a lot of cameos playing the sportscaster in movies. Isn't he in Silence of the Lambs? I think he might be in Silence of the Lambs. Oh. You know, he's on the TV at the very end.
And the one other thing as we end this tribute to George Michael, say we're glad that he's getting out while he's young. Because where's the article? You got the article with a quote?
That was in Sports.
This is the best quote at all. This is the best quote of all time about him in the paper today. Not even a quote, just a statement. Blah, 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 blah. Working for me was not a job, it was a lifestyle, Michael said.
That's, there we go.
You commit to it or you don't take the job. Michael, who gives his age as 65, ouch, comma, dot, dot, dot. That's like the newspaper getting a little dig at George.
And, you know, he knows that we joke about that. We've been joking about that for a long time. George, a lot of people don't realize George is actually 90.
For the longest time. We had a real contest to try to really figure out.
Can't be done.
How old he is.
I don't think we were successful in that at all.
I told you that would happen.
I know he ain't 65.
He was in Tin Cup, by the way, as well as Silence of the Lambs and 8 Seconds.
Yeah, okay.
Movie credit.
Yeah, Tin Cup.
All right, that's George.
I'm George Michael.
Good luck, George, and Channel 4. Oh, you dumb bastards. How is it you keep George, you don't keep George.
Right.
But you keep the Doogie Howser guy, and you keep the fat lady with the baggy eyes telling us if coffee ground cleaners work.
You know what that's about? Well, in George's case, but it is. And I'm not saying this to say George likes money. But the fact is, it was the staff cuts that made him leave. And, you know, the reason that they have some of these other people.
Yeah, but don't they have 8,000 weather people? I mean, like, isn't that Doogie Howser guy that we were railing on? Isn't he, like, their seventh string weather guy?
I'd be willing to give up half of my salary. Half of my salary to keep George here. Damn it. Yes. Steve.
And is Babs, are Babs and Krebs still, are they still there?
Yeah, Barbara's been off this week.
She's been off, but she's not off permanently, right?
Back.
Barbara Harrison?
So Krebs and Harrison will still, they'll survive this purge, right?
Sure, of course.
Is there no justice?
I think Joe Krebs is around when dinosaurs watch Channel 4.
Yeah. Totally ill at ease on camera. Here I am.
10:44 the time. We're looking at a live picture out of Dulles Airport where there is a team of snow removal vehicles going through the over the tarmac. I don't know if it doesn't look like they're cleaning anything because the tarmac looks pretty clean right now.
This is a highly extraordinary race of snow clearing vehicles. They're going around the truck. Whoops, they're just coming to the end right there.
Maybe that's just some kind of a drill, as you thought, Joe. I can't tell exactly what they're doing because it does look like those runways look clear.
God,
yeah, keep them
bitch.
On. Keep them on.
You dumb bitch in your Jack Ionassis pill hat?
He's a pill box.
Yeah, you know what I mean. God,
he's no better. You know, he comes in with some sort of race. There's my
uplift. At least he can read.
I can read. I will learn to read. Don't send a top salad man.
Okay, I'm Joe Krebs. Going to raise my eyebrows up and pretend everything's just fine. That's the only move I know.
I learned to read.
Yes, but I guess they keep Krebs because didn't he have a heart attack a while?
No, he got hit. He was
his bicycle.
He was
riding his bicycle.
He got hit by someone.
A lot of perverts in here.
That was the wrong tape. Well, you know what I was looking for. What happened to the Tom Hanks ha ha ha?
It's over here.
Oh, it's over here?
Yeah.
How does Tom Hanks react when he sees the show? The Krebs Harrison show.
Yeah, he thinks they're funny.
He does.
Doesn't he?
International standards are higher than any government standards. Oh, they're almost as high as mine.
My goodness, can you find? You can find, in fact, Hebrew... Wait, what are you laughing at? Time? Take two. You can find, say it with authority, you can find Hebrew National hot dogs at Walbaum's Market. Stock up now for barbecues and cookouts at Walbaum's. You will do it.
From WABC, the music of Chic and What I Want Is Your Love, and you're saying, didn't Dan Ingram just play that before the news? Dan played about half of it, or a little over. He said, you can pick up what's left, you know, play it on your show. That's the story of my life, folks. I always get the leftovers of Ingram. You got to try working following him and try to get some money, some paycheck after he's taken his course.
George, is he the greatest?
Yeah. Oh, it's fun. God. Fun DJ.
Here he is, the great King George. We'll come back and, I know what it's time for. When we come back, we're going to get back into this whole thing.
Yeah.
Oops.
Shopping spree.
The music.
But here we are. We just have very exciting.
This is a two-level target. Oh, I see what I did. I took the music out that time because I had this in to match George.
Yeah. 77 WABC, George Michael.
803. WABC Music Radio Time. George Michael, the old ones, the bold ones, the never been sold ones.
This is Chicago.
It's a little more up on Chicago. Isn't it? It's like, yeah. Chicago.
Chicago.
Wow. Yeah.
Chicago.
803 WABC, George Michael.
You
4 years from now, I'll be retiring, going on the Don and Mike show. I want to say screw NBC.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Chicago!
Yeah, nailed it.
Almost have to meet the key there. Meet the key.
There you go. You nailed it.
It was nice having George on today. I'm glad you thought of that.
Yes, it was. Yeah, he's a good guy. Good friend to us and to the show. And blah, blah. Mike with Super Dave when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, a little more George.
He came from somewhere in her long ago at WABC, the Doobie Brothers, bringing back some old memories at 810 WABC Music Time at 75 degrees. I'm George Michael, and I want to make you a winner. Are you ready? Second caller, 212-955-9222, will win a pair of tickets to the hit Broadway show of Dracula. Dial now. Let's make you a winner as we bring you your great summer of music on WABC with Muse B.
Okay. Oh my God! I was just about to goof on the fact that he was playing
music.
Push in the bush. Is this because this is on the same music as that Louis Fela song?
And also, I always like to play any song sung by someone who was recently arrested for shoplifting.
Lynn Anderson?
Yeah.
You and I can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
That was our brains working at exactly the same speed. And it wasn't particularly lightning fast that time.
You process it at almost the same moment.
Did you go between Anne Murray and Lynn Anderson? Were you going to say Anne Murray?
No, I was just thinking.
Trying to pull in.
Who was the chick that was on the show with Porter Wagner? Was that Dolly Parton?
Yes. That was, Dolly Parton, and I think Tammy Wynette was also the same.
That's who I almost got it screwed up with.
Porter Wagner.
Tammy Wynette. Oh, what a funny show.
It's supposed to be funny.
They can cure the itch in your ditch. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, well, it's March 1st. Beware of the Ides of March. It's Super Dave's birthday.
Yes, it's his birthday. He's 40 today.
We do want to thank one of our many loyal listeners.
Uh-huh.
We are now being just barraged with underpants.
Yes.
It's raining underpants.
Well, it's not the first time.
We need them.
It's Tim Hardaway's nightmare.
He needs them. What size are those?
These are Calvin Klein.
Very stylish, in a size 48, I believe.
Size 48, and good news for Dave, they're gray.
You want to take a pair out just to see what they look like?
Yeah.
Yeah, please hold a pair, because I have no idea what this must be like.
Size 48 underpants look like?
I mean, they're Calvin, so they should be extra sexy.
Hold on a second. Wow.
Please hold it up.
Listen, we're fat guys.
There we go.
That's pretty big.
Yeah, that's big.
Just plain
big. And it's got a stretch waistband.
That's novelty store big.
See, that can
you can put it on your head now.
All the way.
Mm-hmm.
Right here is where his scrot will be.
There it is.
And look at these are so big, you can't even see.
You know, seriously, you look like the Elephant Man. Hey, where'd Don go?
I don't know. All right, well, the underpants are here for Super Dave.
Yep. Good.
Thank you
good
to the stuff. Listener that helped out. Mike took Super Dave out shopping today for his birthday.
Yeah, Rob came along.
Buy him a new suit of clothes. I know we've had a lot of starting on starting and stopping. We're going to continue with this now.
Good.
Mike and Super Dave shopping, and this will all have a wonderful, exciting, violent climax when we bring in Super Dave for his reveal.
His wonderful reveal.
With his brand new suit of clothes that Mike got for him.
Very good.
All the pictures will be on our website later today, DonandMikeWebsite.com. And here is the next segment. When we last left, Mike, were you in Target?
We're in Target.
Okay, here we go.
I think we just gotten out of the elevator.
In Target.
Isn't that exciting, Dave?
Yes, it is. The one in Mattery was two levels.
Wow, I'm just fascinated. Let's go look for some clothing here.
Okay.
Mattery. We're moving our way over to the... now, I see here it says Athletic Fit $11.99. Don't think so.
Right.
Dave, as Rob pointed out, and I don't want you to do anything about this because I want Don to see it later. Has Rob pointed out your right nostril nose hair?
Oh, no.
It appears to be about 11 inches long.
Oh, look at that. Right. So my friend Keith pointed it out, but I haven't, there's no way to really yank it.
No way to really yank it.
Exactly.
That should be the name of this segment, No Way to Really Yank It. Okay. Dave, what do you want?
With tweezers to help.
Very good. Yes. Dave, let's find some pants. All right.
You didn't get
going. Let's go to the khakis. Come on, right over here right now. All right.
All right.
Okay, we're going over to the khakis. Do you think we're going to find khakis, Will?
Yeah, right.
Okay, we're going to look for something with a stretch waistband here. All right.
42.
Going to. These are 32, 38. I got double XLs. You see anything? 42. The 42s aren't going to fit you, Dave?
40, no.
You're saying 48 to 50?
Right.
Maybe we could. Do you think we could get somebody to maybe assist Dave here today? Do you think there's somebody, this isn't like a store that has people that say, may I help you?
No, they say it in a different way.
Right. All right. I'm gonna do this. We're going to take a very, very quick break while we see if we can find any pants with a 50-inch width. XXL. There we go. Okay, what do we have here?
XXL.
Does it say the number?
No, it doesn't.
Why don't you try those on?
Now it says 3130 on the...
3130, all right, we're in the wrong section.
XXL on the...
Right, on the hanger, yes, doesn't match, okay. Oh, dear, I didn't think it would be this difficult.
A tone of frustration has crept into your voice.
I suddenly realize, as
you
we're
think
at Target,
crept in?
I suddenly realize we're not going to be able to find him pants.
No, and you had a look about you at this point that it was, you were thinking, what's going to happen? Because failure is not an option.
Failure is not an option. I am not going to fail.
Well, don't ruin the story, boys. Let's keep listening now.
Right.
Well, I know you don't. You don't fail because you're here today. It's like when you watch a TV show and...
It's a journey.
And you know Jack Bauer is not going to die because he's on the show.
It's right. An odyssey, Don. It's an odyssey. It's Dave's odyssey.
Hold on a second.
I didn't think we'd have to find a fit.
Hold on. I found... Is this a stretch waistband? No. That's not... All these skinny pants here. This is frustrating here. They don't have, like, super... Oh, here's a lady. Great. Here's a lady from Target. Excuse me, miss. We got our friend Super Dave here. We're trying to find clothing from him. We're doing a little radio show for CBS. And we do you mind coming on the air with us? We're talking about Super Dave here. We just want to find some pants. Will you come on and tell us, do you have any really, really big pants?
Nah. Uh-huh. We go to 44.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
Dave.
Oh, my.
48 to 50.
Let me check.
Okay, she's going to check. Dave, she's going to check. Do you see anything down here in the jeans? Have you ever worn jeans, Dave?
Yes, I have.
You have? Do you have a pair of jeans currently?
Yes, I do.
Okay, but are they 48 waist?
I think they're like 46.
Let's go to the shirts. Oh, my. Rob?
Yes, I hope Maria
there's quite a bouquet today. Here we go. Let's get him a nice jacket. Isn't that a nice... No, that's not a nice jacket. Hold on a second. They have sport coats over here.
Oh, that's the thing.
But, Dave, you probably take about a 50 jacket, 52 jacket?
Something like that.
I'm breathing, aren't I?
I thought that Target might be a friend of the big man, Rob.
I could have told you. I didn't think it was going to have to go that big.
We might have to go across the street. We might have to go to the men's warehouse.
Yeah. I think we might have to. But we have to wait on Maria.
We're going to wait on Maria. No, we're not, Rob. We're going to get out of here. We're going to escape Target, and we're going to go to the men's warehouse, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready, Dave?
Yeah.
Ready to go to the nice dress-up clothes?
Yeah.
I think that's what you need.
Right. Maybe not dress, but something.
Something big.
Big business.
Got big stuff. Cool. Right, let's go. Okay. Microphone off. We're getting out of here. We're going. The next time we check in with you, we're going to be at men's warehouse. Jesus Christ.
It didn't go well at Target.
I love it.
And I'd like to say...
You're outstanding at this. We should send you out with Super Dave every day, Mike.
I would like to say that I still stand by Target as a fine outlet for many, many different products.
Sure.
It just was not Dave's cup of tea. I don't think we would have been successful, perhaps with a large T-shirt, but you know he's got a good collection of T-shirts. He needed something different, and we had to move on to another store.
You have
it was
really
essential.
Found your calling.
Yeah. Beyond, I think I breathed through my nose a little bit too much.
Beyond being the funniest man on radio and doing all of your impressions and whatnot.
Right, right.
Really, shopping with Mike O'Mara.
You mean make it a regular feature?
Yeah. No, but just you shopping with Super Dave.
Me, sure. Well, sure. I'll continue doing that. We can do it every year or so.
What happens next?
I don't remember.
Rob, what happens next?
I believe we're in the car.
Oh, in the car. Back in the car.
We get back in the car, Doc.
All right.
Ooh, baby.
Mike, we're back in the car now.
Do it.
Breathing.
I got the smelly car.
Oh, my. It's a beautiful day here in Rockville.
Yes,
lovely day. Fresh air. Nothing like rolling those windows down. How about a little more, Dave? All right. The Target, basically, in a word, was disaster. It's just not a store that has Dave's size. Dave, I would assume you would be a 4XL?
It depends on the cut I have worn. Extra large and double X and triple X.
So Dave, the bottom line is, you're how tall about are you, Dave?
Like 5'2", 5'3", something
two,
like that.
With a 50-inch waist, which is, you know, I mean.
<Go ahead. laughs> You're a funny man. You truly make me laugh on this day.
Well, you can tell it's getting to be a little bit of labor, isn't it? Just a little bit.
Making it funnier.
Yeah, I know it is. It just was a little bit more of an effort than I really thought it would be today.
Where money?
Really, frankly, I could put you in a bag and take you to a bowling alley and be very successful.
Yeah,
I'm a fat guy too, Dave, as has been demonstrated on the internet this week, and so's Rob. So we got a car full of fatties, and now we're going to Men's Warehouse where they're going to take care of fat guys, right?
Right.
Yeah.
They're going to measure me and make sure they got something that'll fit.
Absolutely. We're going to get you some nice pairs of pants. They might not be ready today, but they're going to get you some nice pants in 50 waist with, what is that, a 20-inch leg?
50 like 20? Like 24 inch seam, something like that.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God.
I'm not making it up.
No.
This is real. We actually get the vitals pretty soon.
We do indeed.
We do indeed. Hopefully the professionals, Dave, at Men's Warehouse will help us out. And, you know, I'm plugging them without any motivation from them, you know? I mean, not going to get anything for free. We're just happens to be next to the radio station, and we're backed up in traffic, and my car smells like ass! Oh, dear, people are looking now.
Yeah. Hey, Dave, you said in Target that you have a naturally loud voice. Can you recount that?
Yeah, I think in my past life may have been a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, there's no doubt about that in my mind. I'm making this yellow, Rob.
Oh.
No. Wimpy guy in the red.
Safety first.
Shaking his head at me right now.
Safety first, Mike.
I've been in traffic for an hour and 25 minutes, sir. So, F you. There, I'm sorry. I'm not happy about this. Right. Look, so close, but yet so far. Now, hey, look that, next to that, Dave. It's the original pancake house.
Right, if I eat that, then I'll get up to a 65 weight.
Yes, sir. But you know your way around a plate of pancakes, don't you, Dave?
Yeah.
You start going, you must be going, F you.
I'm tired.
Why am I doing this? I know that's what you're saying. Yes, sir. Like, what am I doing here?
I just, you know, I thought it's over to Target. We're done in 20 minutes. Let me be out of there.
Yes,
Oh, God.
I really thought we'd all, you know, we'd have stuff in shopping bags at this point.
The show's going to be funny.
Thought we'd be all done. Favorite food of yours?
One of them.
What do you have for breakfast today? I always ask your good close friend Tom Gavin that question.
Well, today I stopped at McDonald's on the way here.
Well, see, that's why your waist is big. You got to stop at the local. Well, where the hell can you stop? Is there a health food store? I'm out. Shut the tape recorder off. We'll check back with you. We'll check back with you at the store.
There's one more thing, though. You know,
one more thing.
We're remiss. You haven't wished Dave happy birthday yet.
Oh, happy birthday, Dave.
Thank you very much.
How old are you today?
40.
40. Oh, wonderful. The big 40. Oh, happy day. I love my life as much as you do, Dave.
Okay.
It's going really well.
You know, I don't know who the star of the segment is, if it's him or you.
Yeah. Well, it was frustrating because I wanted to get him in his outfit.
You were frustrated.
In his new suit. I wanted to get the emperor in a new suit of clothes.
Came into the world naked, smelling like ass. Who'd have thought 40 years later?
In the passenger side of my car, smelling the exact
right.
same way. Yes, sirree. Yes, this car will be seeing the car wash. Do they? I wonder if they have any late night car washes.
All night.
All night. 24-hour-a-day car washes.
Some of the ones that you go to at the gas station that are electric on where they're in the guy, some of them go all the time.
Yeah, okay. Well, we might be trying to... I'm really kind of focused on the car's interior right now, Dave. That's what I think. There's the light. It's green, Rob. Here we go across the street. Right into the parking lot of the men's warehouse. But this, the same jerk in the red Mustang is giving me a hard time. He is really starting to piss me off. Yeah, you. I'm looking at my rearview mirror looking at him right now. Okay, we will check back as soon as we get into the store.
Well, we'll pick this up when we come right back from the break. When you actually go into the men's warehouse store.
Don't want to give anything away, but I will tell you, our luck changes.
Ah. How could it possibly change past that segment where we found out he wears gigantic underpants, smells like ass all the time?
Well, because Dave's day starts getting better. Well, good.
And Mike going, wild. Right.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yes,
sir.
40 today.
Yes. Happy 40th. Yes, sir.
That was like a Snickers bar. That was so good. Mm-hmm. So many good chewy levels in that.
When you get in there, he's going to get the whole schmear.
All right, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Are you running, or are you going to announce that you're running?
The last time we were on this program, I'm sure you remember everything very clearly,
yes,
that we say, but you asked me if I would come back on this show,
right,
if I was going to announce.
Yes.
I am announcing that I will be a candidate for President of the United States.
Oh. Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's right. So that's a factor. Is that Letterman? Is it your feelings on Senator McCain?
Yeah.
What is it?
Just thanks for making it. The announcement on Dave.
Yes.
Good. How's that campaign going today? And that's not a swipe at Letterman.
No. Right.
That's really just kind of politics.
Oh,
here's Dude Walker.
This is not what you signed up for. The Don and Mike Show.
It's just we've moved so far past Bubba going on Arsenio Hall.
Yeah.
That now, that when it's announced that John McCain's going to run, and it's announced on Letterman's show, it's like, BFD, right?
BFD, and now it sounds to me like it's the preliminary announcement, so he's still going to have
right
his big formal. In a way, what he's doing is smart, that he's getting a little double trouble with going on Letterman and then having another formal announcement where he'll get more press on that.
You know, and we've been so busy today, what, with King George and Mike with Super Day. We've not even talked about American Idol.
I will
tell you right now, here are my thoughts about who's getting kicked off tonight.
Okay.
For the men, I am still going to go with a little brown Donny Osmond Indian boy.
I don't think so.
And
too popular.
And I'm also going to go with the black guy that sang Time After Time. I think I got a 50% shot of being right on those.
I think John Normand is going tonight.
The bald-headed guy, yeah. I think he's safe.
I think John Normand is going, and I'm not sure. I really have a tough time with the guys because I didn't watch the whole show, so I didn't see who really performed badly. But the bald-headed guy, I think, is just ripe for the picking. And I think the other guy that might go, I know the ladies a little bit more. I think Antonella's going tonight, Antonella Barbo.
Oh, that's the whore?
Yeah.
I think she's safe.
I think she's out of there. And I think the other cute girl, that likes Ryan Seacrest that the week before Simon was talking about. Why don't you date her? I think she's out of there also.
Here's the ones that I think are out. The one that sang the Dixie Chicks song.
Mm-hmm. Yes, right.
I think she's gone.
Yep.
And then I think, here's my upset pick. It's either the big, beefy girl that sang Alone.
Yeah, that could be a good pull.
Or it's the black chick who really is quite good, looks like Anita Baker, and had on the outfit last night that they said it was like a Beyonce dress.
That'll astonish me.
And that she's, just telling you. Those are my picks.
And the pick, I'm going to go out on a limb here early and say, I really think that there's just no one that can touch the talent level of who I refer to her as the no-neck girl. The no-neck girl that sings. She was the backup singer, and she's not the big, fat black girl that's on.
Doolittle, the girl, Eliza Doolittle.
She is.
Now, I
think she is absolutely fantastic.
Baby's mom is the winner.
Yeah, it's gonna be close, but boy, I sure like that. Especially with that song she sang. I loved it. I really thought it was great.
Who do you like, Buzz?
I enjoyed the performance of, is it Keisha or Katisha, who did Midnight Train to Georgia last night?
What are you doing, reading it?
I watched an hour and a half of this thing live.
Whoa! Hey, Buzz.
And all three of the judges broke my heart when they didn't like the blonde scat singer, because for my money, she was my favorite performer last night.
You liked her.
I did. I very much.
Isn't that typical Buzz would like the hippie chick?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I thought she was a total spaz.
I like,
and she is a spaz. That's the one that I think's going on.
Is she the one with the last name that sounds like a nasty name for a lady?
Don't remember the name.
Isn't her name Leslie Hunt?
I think so, yes.
Buzz and Scat, man. What is it?
Yeah.
Always.
I'd say Antonella Barba and that girl that Buzz likes so bad.
Yeah,
I think she's a goner based on the judges.
I promise you that Barba will stay because of all the press she's had, and I promise you the brown boy will stay.
All right, there, you've heard our picks.
Uh-huh.
Write them down, go to Vegas, do whatever you need to do.
LBB.
Yeah, little brown boy. You just like to say that. Oh, dear. It's back to the smelly car.
And now we're back to Mike and Super Dave. It's his birthday today.
Yeah.
Mike O'Mara, very generous man, taking him out doing some social work.
That's exactly what I was doing.
Personal
today.
Buying him a brand new suit of clothes. It didn't work out at Target.
Target was a disaster.
Let's try the men's warehouse. Great.
Okay, we're back here. We've made it into the men's warehouse right across the street. Target didn't work out for us, Dave.
No, it didn't.
We've got a trained professional who's agreed to come on the air with us, and he's going to help you out with a suit of clothes. You can say, what's your name, sir?
Reggie Hill.
Reggie, nice to meet you. I'm Mike.
Pleased to meet you.
This is Rob.
Hey, Rob.
Nice to meet you, sir.
And Super Dave.
Super Dave, pleased to meet you.
Reggie, Super Dave is the guy that that we're getting clothes for today. We'd like to get him some pants, maybe a nice jacket, but you can see he's kind of an odd size. He communicated to me that he's about a 50-inch waist. Is there a way we can help him?
Sure we can.
Listen to that. Sure we can. This is a can-do guy, Reggie.
Reggie is a can-do guy.
What do you think we should get a couple pairs of pants for him?
First of all, what I would like to do is just get some measurements see exactly what size he is.
All right, we're going to get some measurements.
Get the Tom Hanks tape ready. Just make sure.
Brave man. There it is, standing by.
All right, I got it.
We're going to get those measurements for you. Yes, sir. It's looking good, Dave. It's looking good. Okay, well, he's going to get the measuring tape, and we're in here. We got nice shirts. We got nice clothes. Are you excited?
Yes, I am.
You are going to be a new man when you come out of here.
I hope so.
And while we're doing that, let's look around while we're waiting for Reggie. Yeah, they have sportswear up front. All right, let's go up front. All right. I love it. He said, yes, we can. 50-inch waist. Fantastic. All right. Very, very exciting. Yes, I'm seeing the big sizes here. Oh, yeah. Here we go. This is your kind of stuff. This is your kind of stuff, Dave.
Yes.
Got sweaters.
Right.
Corduroys.
Yes.
Cool leather jackets.
I love a sweater vest.
A nice sweater vest. That would look good on you, a nice sweater vest. Let's see what size.
Can I stop you there for a second?
Sure.
All right, the sweater vest I really am proud of, because the sweater vest, I spied it immediately, and it was a 4X. And I was you'll hear the results of this, but I was delighted. This is when it starts going good. Try this on, Dave. Go ahead. Try that one on.
The 4X, maybe a little bit.
Try it on, Dave. Sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be short with you, Dave. All right, here we go. Dave, you might want to take the hat off when you're trying the baseball hat. And incidentally, Super Dave is in a wonderful Nationals jersey and hat today.
Yeah, it looks like he just played a doubleheader.
Going out.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. The vest looks good. Now, look. I think it's a perfect fit. How does it feel?
It feels good.
It feels good. That's it. Put that in the bag. We're going to get that. We're going to get that for you.
That in the bag.
Check the price on it here. No, it's fine. It's just fine. Well, we already got him a vest, so we're set with that. Now he's gonna measure your waist, okay?
All right.
Oh my.
Reggie, you're ready to measure his waist?
Ready.
All right, Reggie's gonna measure Super Dave's waist. This is happening as we speak.
It's a shame you only brought out one tape.
We're going to get this done right now. Super Dave, in just moments, you're going to be in a new set of clothes. What do we got there, Reggie?
Okay, size 48 in the waist for Super Dave.
48. Size 48 for Super Dave. We got some pants in a size 48. The chest.
Put your arms down, Dave.
Just a little bit.
Okay, he's about a 49 to 50 in the coat. Okay. But because of the way he's built, we're going to put him in what we consider an executive cut.
An executive cut. Well, as you can tell...
Why must our society brand us by size?
I don't know.
But don't you think that's gentle?
Yeah,
executive cut.
Very kind.
Yeah, here's the executive cut. There you go. How you doing, Mr. CEO?
By looking at him, Reggie, Super Dave is today's modern executive.
Yes,
or at least he's going to look like that when we get out of here. Okay, we've got the measurements. We're going to pick out the clothes, and we'll check right back.
This is a very exciting part of the show now, Mike.
Getting down to the wire.
Here we go.
Shut the door. Dave is now in the fitting room. Can you hear me out in there, Dave?
Yeah.
You trying those pants on?
Starting to get the other...
A little louder, Dave. I can't hear you.
Trying to get the other ones off first.
Right. Well, that might be a little bit of an ordeal. Do you want me to look for some shirts for you while you're trying your pants on?
Yeah.
Very good. And as soon as we get him the nice pair of pants, Rob, we'll get him two pairs of pants.
Right.
We'll get him the one jacket, and we'll get him two shirts and maybe another sweater.
Maybe a tie?
He might want... Yeah, Don wanted a tie, didn't he? A bow tie. If we can't find a bow tie, we'll try to find some shirts for him.
I think that would be good.
It's going very well. Hi, how are you? Wonderful. Okay.
Just a nice lady that walked into the back of the store.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, Robbie, I don't know where we are in this thing. Hold on a second. There we go.
I think I might need the 50.
You want a size?
Did he just say we might need the 50?
The 50.
Is that how that one starts?
Is that his jacket?
I think I might need the 50. Go up a size? He's going up a size, Mike.
Oh, okay. We're back. We're measuring. We're going up a size. All right. Why don't you come over here, Dave? We're gonna go get you some shirts, too. Reggie's and the whole team. We've got the other team here at the store. Hi, ma'am. What's your name?
Becky,
are you going to help our buddy out?
Sure.
Very good. Okay, wonderful. We got that. Now we're going up to the 50, right, Reggie?
Yes, we are.
All right, now that's going to fit him right. Even the 48s look a little nice on you there. What's the next size?
38.
Wow.
38.
38
inch
neck.
No.
No.
That was Rob's joke.
Ah. That was Rob's 38. Couldn't imagine. Reggie's got a dilemma here.
We may have a problem with Dave here with shirts.
Oh, dear.
18 and a half and...
18 and a half with a sleeve size of, what, 13?
We have a man...
A joke.
We have a man shaped like a penguin.
So the problem at this point is that the collar...
Reggie identified a problem that we had.
The collar that... If the collar fit...
Yes.
The sleeves would go all the way down to the floor.
That is correct. The collar and the arm, like, it's just not really doable. 29.
That's
and
my size.
29.
And
so his arms are under 30 inches.
18 and a half,
29. Wow. 18 and a half,
29. That's a hard shirt to find.
That's a very difficult shirt to find.
It's a handsome.
But we solved this. It's kind of an odd size, right?
Yes, right.
Are there any... he can always roll this... How about a short sleeve?
There she was.
Short sleeve.
I kind of like your solution. He could just roll the sleeves up. Is that what you were going to say?
Just trying to get it done, Don.
Expedite.
I'm trying to get it done.
And you'd be like Larry King, right?
Yeah.
Like, roll them up and roll them up and roll them up.
Just roll up the sleeves. That's what I do with my fat guy's shirt.
Short sleeve.
18 and a half.
And he doesn't even need to try those on, right? He just needs to get... Well, you do
because you got to get them measured in the pants. Yeah. Go try it. No, Dave, don't take your pants off in the store, please.
All right,
back into the dressing room, Dave.
He was going to drop Trow in the middle.
Everything up front.
Okay, we won't lose your hat. Don't worry. All right, we're going to get Dave some short sleeve shirts because his arms are 19 inches. Dave, we're not laughing at you. We're laughing at you. You doing okay, man?
Yes.
We'll be right back, Benny. We'll be back, Lancelot. I went the wrong way with that joke.
Yeah.
Long arms on a chimp.
I knew what you meant, though.
Just the arms.
So if we come back.
Success.
It's Super Dave. Getting his suit. Right.
And the big reveal.
Getting his gloves and the big reveal.
Yay.
When we come back.
Right. Okay. The Da Vinci veneers. Everything.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, because we have so much going on, I will just play you this tape real fast. This is from the Boston Celtics Radio Network. Former player Cedric Maxwell. There is a female referee who makes a call against the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
And the poor bastard has to apologize for this.
Juwan Howard looked like he was the guy that got pushed on the backside then.
Violet Palmer.
Go back to the kitchen. Go in there and make me some bacon and eggs, would you?
A little joke. That's what he got in trouble for.
They wear corrective shoes on their brains. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, we do.
No!
Gary
Carson! Hi, everybody!
Oh, no!
Oh, it's almost time for the big reveal.
I couldn't be more excited.
Yeah. Mike has taken Super Dave on his birthday to Target. Didn't find underpants. Right. Pants were sure it's big enough.
Yes. The sizes just weren't working for us over there.
Going to Men's Warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And now, they've worked past the pants.
Yes.
Oh, Marie.
The jacket.
Got the jacket. Oh,
and the shirt.
Oh, Marie. And you're
here now is Dave.
I'm long in the beach.
I guess trying on the clothes.
Think so, yes.
That's
I think
like
trying on.
Dave is an 8.
Dave is an 8.
I would not have guessed that.
Reggie, being the brilliant salesperson he is, he's upselling Rob. You know in retail how important that is.
Yeah.
Reggie suggested shoes. We were about to get out of here without getting Dave a size shoe. Nice and loud. What's your shoe size, Dave?
An 8 wide.
An 8 wide. That's a shocker that it's wide. I'm truly amazed that it is a wide. So, you have the shoe for him right there. He said it's an 8 wide.
Yeah, but this is going to feel better than his Nikes that he has on. I guarantee that.
Fantastic. Wow. We got the shoe for him. If that fits, we're going to get everything totaled up, and we're going to get out of here. Let me see. How are we doing on time? We're doing okay.
We're doing good.
We're doing fine. Now, what makes these shoes so special for old Dave?
One, the shoe is made out of calf skin.
Oh, that calf skin's going to smell like a calf in a few days. That's there's no doubt about that.
Skin lined.
Oh, that's nice.
And it has a natural rubber sole.
Very, very good.
So you let the guy upsell you and getting him shoes?
Hey, he needed shoes. Yeah. He needed shoes for the ensemble.
Right. All right, Daddy Warbucks.
He needed, you ain't heard nothing yet. Very exciting. I'm going to go over to the dressing room. Super Dave, how you doing in there?
Hurry up and get on.
No problem. We got some great shoes for you. You want to try those? He's going to hand those in here and hold your breath, Reggie.
That's all right.
All right, no problem.
Just hand me the trousers, Dave.
I love Reggie. Good man.
Was she serious when she said 7 or 8 minutes?
We guarantee it. This is the Men's Warehouse.
Wow.
Oh, dear. That was the first naked plug-in. Well, thank you, Reggie. Now I don't have to do it. So, all right. We're going to go and get all our stuff up at the front. I think they're up there collecting the stuff. And it's turning out to be a somewhat expensive trip, Rob. A little more expensive than I counted on, but hey, I offered it.
Yeah, and you know what? I think this will do well for you.
This is his jacket. This is his jacket, right?
Can I carry that?
Yeah, I'll carry that on one finger. All right, well, once again, I keep saying we're going to check back, don't I?
Yes, you do.
That's what I say when I'm nervous. All right. I don't even know what direction I'm going in, but we're going to go to the front counter now.
All right, now let's go to the front counter.
Checkout time.
Oh, no, the front counter. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah.
That's perfect. You break him in a little bit.
Yeah, I can make do with them.
Like you said,
yes, I do.
All right, Reggie, the shoes fit perfectly. That means we got the turtlenecks, we got the sweater, we got the jacket, we got the pair of pants, we got the full suit of clothes, and his pants are going to be ready in 8 minutes.
That is correct.
We are done, Dave. You can get your regular stuff back on, and we will go back to the studio, and we will get the total and get out of here and pay for all this stuff. And then it's going to be time for his big reveal. What do you think? What do you think about everything you got?
Great.
All right, we're looking forward to how you're going to look with it all put together, okay?
Great.
Thank you, Super Dave.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate it.
Oh, yes. Are we coming towards the big end now?
I think so. We're close to it. I talked to the cashier. She's going to check me out.
Okay. This would be the last actuality, and then we'll bring Super Dave in for his live reveal. Hello?
Okay, we're at the cash register right now, and we're getting a total. We have, and I'm going to go through it one more time, Rob. We have one sweater vest.
One sweater vest.
Two mock turtlenecks. One white sport coat. These light colors might not...
Sport
shirt, right. We have one sport coat, one pair of pants, and one pair of shoes. Did you get everything on there yet?
Yeah, what about socks?
What about socks? Okay. Yeah, yeah.
He's on athletic socks, and he needs dress socks.
Yeah. Dress socks. Go get them, Reggie. We got to get out of here pretty quick. Yep. We'll get the dress socks.
Oh, Reggie saw you coming, Mike, didn't he?
Socks.
He got me.
Look at those feet. Socks aren't going to help.
But no, but see, he was uncomfortable with his size 8 wides because he was wearing thick athletic socks.
Uh-huh.
And Reggie picked him out a great pair of designer dress socks. It was get him dress socks. You know, just okay. There are the shoes. Oh, designer socks. Thank Reggie. I want to thank you. I can't thank you enough. You did great in short order. We appreciate it.
It was indeed a pleasure.
And Rob and I, as you know, are fat men too. We will be back to see you soon.
Well, you must take my business card.
Absolutely. Wow. Thank you, Reggie.
Reggie rocks.
All right. Now we're getting in. And your lovely name here at the counter?
Maria.
Maria, and you are ringing this thing up. Do we have a grand total?
Yes, we do.
Ah. All right. We're waiting.
Is this where you have a heart attack?
I'm okay. For the total. Set the cash register. Here we go. We're going to get that right now. All right, Rob, I'm gonna get the total here. I'll let you. All right.
$488.20.
Wow. You know, I wanted to keep it. Rob mentions that I wanted to keep it at five, under 500.
Mm-hmm.
We did it, and look, you know what? Look what we got him for that.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Remember,
you said you wanted to keep it under 500.
Yes, I did, and I did that. I was successful. 48. Okay, let me hear. Hold the microphone, Rob. Let me get the old credit card out here, and I'll give you that, and yeah, just run it through there, Maria. Maria, you'll like that credit card. I just stole it today. I'm kidding, of course.
Denied?
Sorry, I didn't make last month's payment. All right. How's that credit card looking, Maria?
Let's see.
You probably couldn't hear Maria because she said that on the other side of the cash register, and she said it like, let's see, very quiet.
All right, there you go. Go ahead and sign on the screen.
What do I sign with? My fingernail? No, this thing. Right here. All right, hold on. It's a little stick. I love this computer stuff. I accept. And you, my friend, are all set to go.
Thank you very, very much.
We're going to get you over to the radio station. You're going to go up into the office. You're going to change into your new clothes. As far as the underwear, and I'm really sorry about this, you're on your own. But I really recommend you get that taken care of, or at least wash the other ones in the sink.
Right.
Thank you, Dave. Rob, any final notes here at the Men's Warehouse?
I like to breathe with my mouth sometimes.
We will check back in the studio and see what happens.
Here we are. A most outstanding
There it is.
Job.
Thank you.
You are the man.
Thank you. And now, boy, this I've been waiting for this.
Wait, Rob. Wait till all the Tiffany's are done. Without further ado, for the first time ever on his 40th birthday, you've seen him dressed as a rabbi, mad at Mel Gibson. You've seen him wearing his PJs. Now see him for the very first time.
Ladies and gentlemen,
a Mike O'Mara production.
I give you Super Dave.
Too sexy for my love.
Here he comes.
Beautiful.
Very nice.
Huh?
Doesn't he look like he look like he'd be a a lawyer?
Do you feel
look
like
this.
Do you feel like $1 million, Dave?
Yes, I do.
He does.
Hi, Dave.
Hi.
Why don't you hike that sweater up just a little bit? Pull it up. You don't have to pull it all the way down. Pull it up a little bit.
Yeah, more toward your waist.
Yeah, towards your waist. There you go. There, a little more.
All right.
A little more.
You look stunning.
Thank you.
F you not.
Yeah. There, that's fine. That's fine. That's good there.
Yeah, 4XL is a little big on him.
Yeah, it is a little big. But it's going to it'll shrink a little bit.
No, what happened to the I'm So Sexy?
Go out and come back in again, because you need the music.
It started doing the I'm So Sexy, then it went to MacArthur Park.
Well, that's not right. What happened with that?
I don't know.
He does look sexy. Go around and show Don your shoes, too.
All right.
Show him your new shoes.
Would you come back
pants.
In for the reveal again?
Yeah, come back in for the reveal. And come over, just do a little walk around the room.
Let me make sure the song is incorrectly. Hold on.
And straighten out your sweater just a little bit. Now, go outside, Dave. Outside. Dave, outside.
Going to leave.
Okay, good. Got it. And now.
What do you expect?
I know.
For the first time, Mike O'Mara Productions presents,
ladies and gentlemen, Super Dave!
Yeah!
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love.
Yeah, he just stands there like Uncle Pheasant.
There you go. Look at the pants feel great, don't they?
Yes, they do.
You look at you. Let's give him a round of applause.
Suave. Sophisticated. Deboner.
Yes.
How do you feel seriously in this outfit?
Great.
Dave, do you really feel great?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good.
Let me finish off the outfit on behalf of everyone on the show. Here are two pair of size 50 waist Calvin Klein underpants.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Dave.
And you can tell that I did took care of the most of the odor and eradicated it.
Yes, I can. And you've got clean pants on,
right.
Which is very, very good, and that's very significant.
Come here, you son of a bitch. Let me take a look at you.
Let Don take a look. Take the headphones off. Go over and see
all
Don.
All right.
Come over here. Come over here now. Come over.
Take a look at the whole ensemble. Seriously.
You handsome man. Turn around. Look at that.
Huh?
Jesus Christ. You know what you are? You're a poontang magnet.
You are. Are you going to go right to Hooters?
I don't know.
Yeah, you're not going to go to Hooters tonight?
I might, but I might also get back and see if my friends Keith and Alex are still waiting in Baltimore for me.
Okay, so you're going to go see your friends tonight. Alex
I might.
What do you think they're going to think when they see you?
They're going to think that I look high.
Good, that's
People
great.
Are going to treat you differently in those clothes.
Yes, they are.
How many different outfits did he end up getting? Mixed
he's really got. He's got only the one pair of pants. He's got the sport coat. That's the one. But he's got four different shirts.
Right.
And four shirts, and he's got the sweater that he can, and everything he's got, he can mix and match and wear together. I
beautiful.
Sound like a designer.
Great fit.
Everything he's got, he can mix and match, and he can wear it together. And he's got the short sleeve. The only thing we didn't get you was the short sleeve Hawaiian shirt.
Right.
That I'll with the camp shirt, as they said, the campy shirt.
How do you feel? They say that clothes makes the man. How do you, clothes make the man? Mm-hmm. How do you feel, Dave?
I feel much better. And instead of being told, get out of here, you bum, they'll come up to me and say, good afternoon, sir.
Yes.
How may we help you?
That's right.
Sit right down, sir.
Yeah, until you speak.
I am.
He takes a joke.
You make sure you put that on a nice hanger when you get home, too.
I know.
No chance. It'll be rolled up under his bed. You know it.
Be crumpled and wrinkled after that.
Cheese doodles.
Right.
I bet that shirt smells like BM.
Did you put the new socks on, too?
Yes, I did.
Let me see the socks. Can I see the socks? Oh, yeah. You're styling that. Do the shoes feel 100% better with the socks?
Yes, they do.
Very good.
You know what I enjoy?
What do you enjoy, Rob?
The executive cut.
The executive cut. Yeah, you are wearing it. Can you button that blazer? Because I know that we had to get out of there before they could alter the...
the middle button. That's right.
Right.
They couldn't alter the sleeves, but I don't...
Open on him.
It looks good. Well,
it looks better.
Yeah, it looks right. Robbie told me it looked better with the sweater to have it hang down open.
It does. We just wanted to see if you could button it. It looks good.
Yeah.
That is really, and I hope your friends get together with you tonight and, you know, take you out for a nice meal.
That is like something from the Sam Huff collection. That is truly beautiful.
He does have that kind of, you know, that kind of gentry country gentleman look.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's right.
I certainly hope all.
Johnny Gorman! We could get some pictures of Dave on the website, right?
They are already up. They're already up.
The before and after pictures of Super Dave.
Wonderful.
Right, before kind of a dirty old bum, now cleaned up, dapper, and more with the world.
Yep.
Amen. Well, happy birthday, Dave.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday, Super Dave. Do you have a message for George Michael?
No, I don't.
Okay.
It's just been good having him on the air for a long time.
How about for Tom? You have a message for Tom Gavin?
Just wish he was here to help see it. And just love you, buddy. You're a good man.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
How about a message for the Hooters girls in Baltimore?
Yeah. I love them. Unfortunately, we're not on in Baltimore today because of the Orioles game.
Oh, we preempted that because the O's game?
Right.
Oh, that sucks.
Every time the Orioles are going to be on HFS, there'll be a pregame and a postgame.
Oh, I didn't know they were doing that in preseason.
Depending on what time they're scheduled.
Okay. All right.
Well, you just really bummed me out, Dave.
You really took the wind out of my sails. I want my clothes back. Would you like to do a little Martian? I know you said you had to prepare that. Would you like to do a little Martian before you leave?
Yeah.
He gets very stressed out when we... I'm allowing him time to prepare his Martian because he gets a little stressed out.
And actually, to everyone in Baltimore, well, they can't hear this today. What's the point? I was going to say...
Right, they can listen.
We're cool with it, though, Dave. They came to us, not that we were the be-all, end-all, but they said, it'll mean like, 10 times a year, we get preempted for an hour or so a day.
It's
not that big a deal. It's a big deal to HFS to have the Orioles.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Which do you think stinks? Which will stink worse this year, the Orioles or your old clothes?
I think that it's pretty much going to be a tie.
A tie.
Flattery.
All right, are you ready to do your Martian?
I think Super Dave smells much better now that he's cleaned up.
Yeah, there it is. Marvin Martian,
you're a double threat. Triple threat,
man.
Quadruple threat.
Yeah.
You're the man. Happy birthday, Dave.
Thank you very much, and I should get out of here.
Yes.
So Buzz can do his news.
Yeah, that's right.
And I can get on back to Baltimore.
You get on back to Baltimore. Happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday, Dave. We love you, Dave. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Take care, buddy. Go impress people.
Right. Take care, Buzz.
You look fantastic.
Have a good news hour.
Happy birthday.
We will.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Happy birthday, Dave.
Bye-bye.
There he goes.
Get some stink tonight. Make it happen.
There he goes.
Don't forget your underpants.
Yeah, we've given depositions to guys that look like that.
It does look good. You've done a great job.
Hello, Don and Mike show. We've been deposed by guys who look like that. Is that what you meant to say?
What I said.
Yeah. Wait, you said
we've given depositions to guys that look like that.
I didn't know we were like, I was just saying, we've never deposed anybody.
No, we've always been on the receiving end. On the receiving end. Doesn't he look a little attorney-like?
Yes. Looks sharp. Yeah. Here's my attorney, Bill Ritardo.
If you've been injured in an accident, don't see this guy.
Now that Johnny Cochran has passed on.
Pretty nice transition, though.
Yeah, big shout out, Mike. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. Howdy.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Very well.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm listening to you guys on in Baltimore now. The game's over, and I think it's great what you guys did for Super Dave.
Oh, well, there you go. Everybody in Baltimore got to hear it.
Good stuff. Wonderful.
All right, that's good news. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, all that's right. Great that everybody's listening in Baltimore. Good news. All right.
Good. Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hey, just want to let you know you are on in Baltimore.
Yeah, I see all the 410 and 443 area codes.
Excellent.
Gotcha. Well, good that everybody in Baltimore can know that we're not pissed off about HFS getting the Orioles. We'll be preempted a couple of times a year. I mean, for goodness sakes, I know there are some markets where we get preempted for high school sports. So
Major League Baseball.
Anytime
right
it's a real sport, we'll take it.
We're honored.
As Super Dave mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Hi, everybody. This is the news.
It is time. And we will go to Guy Birdley right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
This is not what you signed up for. The Don and Mike Show.
All right.
A lot of good Photoshop stuff happening on our website at DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Oh, they are hysterical. Great.
The message boards are up and cooking. There's a nice viral video section. And we're going to get some soundboards up for everybody, too.
Cool.
Working on all of that. Just go to our website anytime, DonandMikeWebsite.com. And now here is Guy J. Birdley. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
I've been on time today.
Thank you. Me, too. Way before I was born, a Baltimore journalist wrote, "Nobody ever went broke underestimating the intelligence of the American people."
Excuse me.
Yes?
There was nothing like organisms before you were born.
Okay, fair enough.
Wasn't that the days of the primordial ooze?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that ooze.
Yeah.
Anyway, estimating the intelligence of the American people correctly is what the Fox Network does best.
It was only 2 years ago that Buzz actually shed his tail.
Today, yes, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader appears to be the number one show on television.
Here we go.
And that is going to be a very, very bright rocket that burns.
For a short time.
White hot, and trust me, it's already cold enough. You wouldn't have to run it underwater to pick it up.
Well, the timing couldn't have been better for Fox. Fox is about to take first place in the February ratings away from CBS. That's a big deal because the network with the Super Bowl usually wins the February ratings race. Experts say when the numbers are in, Fox will have beaten CBS by at least a tenth of a point. NBC stays in fourth behind ABC, and the CW is getting beaten by Univision.
Did you watch that last night for the second time?
Negative.
Because I need to find someone who did or T-voted it because I don't know what color happens when you mix red and yellow.
Both my kids would be able to tell you that.
Julia answered some of the questions last night.
Absolutely.
Julia in kindergarten answered some of the questions.
And I like it when you translate the theme.
Because there's going to be a test later.
What's the next line?
Something about a frequent master.
I don't know. See, that's what it's just like. It sounds almost like the... you know, like in Full Metal Jacket, and you just hear the chorus of a Vietnamese kid going,
I still don't understand their choice of host.
I really don't.
Seems like a perfect match to me. By the way, Heather Mills says she thinks the leg will stay on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, my.
Heather admits it would be funny if it didn't. Quoting her, hopefully my leg will stay on. I'll have a strap on, which I wouldn't normally in everyday life.
No, now I'm watching. Now I am watching.
God, I love this story.
Mm-hmm.
No, Americans are having enough trouble just operating their TVs. A new study says at least one in four of us who owns high def.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah. If you're off the subject of Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
No big pussy.
Yeah, well, I meant
because he couldn't handle the physical work. He couldn't dance. I can't dance. I'm too fat.
Vincent Pastore will not be on the show. After all.
That's exactly it, Rob.
But Heather Mills will. Language barriers when you're talking about kids.
A full hour of fifth grader tonight.
Oh, God.
Really?
Yeah, maybe they'll get to four questions.
Because time just doesn't move slowly enough for some people. And tonight's the night that you really feel like you were bent over a prison sink.
Right.
Because after so many nights of everything great being on at the same time,
it's over.
Tonight, and again, they still screw you because...
What's the Idol Results show? That's
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
It's 8 o'clock. And it's on from 8 till 9. And I know with TiVo this is not a problem, but it still pisses me off that The Office and My Name is Earl
mm-hmm.
are both new episodes
right.
that no one will watch because American Idol is on.
Idol.
And then when 9 o'clock comes around, CSI is a repeat.
Oh, it is.
What's Grey's Anatomy is a repeat.
Oh, that sucks.
Ugly Betty is a repeat.
February sweeps ended yesterday.
Shark is a repeat.
It's over.
Yep. Yeah.
It's over.
Except for American Idol.
Right.
Which they put on against two new shows.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Fox is smart for doing that. NBC should move My Name is Earl and The Office the hell out of the way of America.
And that tells me that fifth grader will have another great number tonight.
Big rating.
According to the paper, it's reruns of Earl and The Office tonight.
Ah.
Which paper?
The USA Today, America's newspaper.
I go by the Washington Post, our crappy local paper.
My money's on USA Today.
Yeah, in this case, I would have to go with that. Just because sweeps ended yesterday. They're not going to waste a new episode on us tonight.
There was nothing about it in George Michael's ad.
Hold on. And his letter of thanks?
Scrubs.
Uh-huh.
Hold on, you're right.
Love that show.
Scrubs and 30 Rock are new.
Oh, those are fine programs.
I like them both.
Forget everything I said. They are repeats. You guys are right.
Hey, you know what? You know what's new is the Black Donnellys.
Hello there.
Where's that?
That's NBC at 10 o'clock. That's about the Irish Mafia.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yes.
My name am Tony Donnelly.
Whoa.
You know, who am I talking in the back of my car? Aren't you dead yet?
Maybe I'll look in that.
I know the theme to the Black Donnellys is Jimmy Crack Corn.
Well, anyway,
I don't care.
I stand corrected. The cheese stands alone.
Uh-huh.
In fact, NBC is doing it correctly tonight.
Yeah.
That's right.
They would.
You run reruns against American Idol, run your new shows
mm-hmm.
when American Idol is not on.
Right.
Forget that I brought that up, Buzz.
Never mind then. Nothing.
Let's cut that out of the show.
We'll edit that out. A new study says at least one in four of us who own high def sets are not actually watching TV in high def, and that half of those folks don't realize they're not seeing television
if
in high
def. If they don't realize they are not watching high def, then they're too stupid to own the set.
Here's the deal. Many of these people have cable boxes and haven't bothered to call the cable company to bring out the new digital box. Quoting one techno geek, it's like getting a Porsche and driving it at 40.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not so fond of the Paris Hilton stories, which is why I was intrigued by the decision of the entertainment editor at the Associated Press to ban all stories about the woman who's famous for being famous. That same day, the AP reported that Paris may be headed to the Hilton that has bars on it for violating her probation for drunk driving.
Right.
This time it's for driving on a suspended license.
That is hot.
That from the news division. Once the memo was out banning Paris coverage, one editor responded, great, can we add North Korea? The AP is nothing if not funny.
Oh, my God. That's hot.
Yeah.
That's hot.
How many guys do you think can get together in a room and say, well, we'll always have Paris?
A lot.
And
always will.
Anna Nicole's official cause of death, pneumonia, not a drug overdose.
Wow.
That's the preliminary finding.
Quit smelling my belly button.
From the National Enquirer.
Oh.
Which says the painkiller she took covered up the pneumonia. Scientology could have saved her, according to Vinnie Barbarino. John Travolta.
Oh, dear.
John Travolta says he can will his next offspring to be a boy, and he says if ANS would have checked into a Scientology-run Narcanon center, she'd be doing a lot better than she is now.
Okay, here's why I don't believe that. Besides the fact he's full of crap. If John Travolta could will anything, he would have willed himself into a better movie than that one with Tim Allen and the motorcycle this weekend.
Did I?
Wild Hogs.
Wild.
I thought that was a porno. Travolta says prescription drugs will get you every time. In an interesting coincidence of timing, the International Narcotics Control Board announced in Vienna this week that prescription drug abuse around the world is about to overtake the abuse of illegal drugs. Prescription drugs becoming more commonly abused.
Somehow that gives me peace of mind.
Something you may grow.
John Travolta's wife is hot as balls.
Kelly Preston.
Kelly Preston, I swear to God, bald.
D-O-F.
D-O-F. Speaking of coincidences.
Flaming balls.
On the verge of his new TV show on NBC, Jeff Goldblum has a stalker.
I'd like to just say this is really, really, really weird. I'm followed. These people call me, send letters to my house, pasted little funny letters. It's really it's disturbing.
Hey Jeff.
Yeah no.
Look over there.
Oh, that's those are those adorable
Those adorable little Asian kids singing. Aren't they? Aren't they doing a doing a really, really great job? Yeah. Holy, hi, Ming Lai. Yeah, how are you? Good. Full Metal Jacket, right?
Yeah.
I love the cinema.
I have to tell people listening, this is my favorite impression that Mike does, and not just because it sounds perfect, but I have the pleasure and the good luck of seeing him do it, and he looks just like Jeff Goldblum.
Well, a case of champagne to you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Mr. Burbank.
TMZ says...
Stellar compliment.
Thank you. Yeah, TMZ says Goldblum has filed a restraining order against a 44-year-old woman named Linda Ransom.
May I interject momentarily and just send out a big obscene gesture, an obscene gesture to the pricks at the Apple. Who shafted me and brought that skinny kid in.
Yeah. Gotta say, those new spots are funny, though.
Touche.
And didn't you just have the voiceover gig?
I had the voiceover gig. I asked for, I did it. I went and did it. I asked for more. I asked for more. I did what they told me to go scratch. Pound sand, Mr. Goldblum, they said. I said, right back at you. Look at the middle finger. And it's a long one.
Yeah, it is.
That big, bony, long hand.
How about that Amazon chick you used to be with?
You'd be talking about the
Gina
lovely...
Gina Davis.
Yeah. Gina Davis, yes.
Archery champion.
Gina Davis. It was in an era of Amazonian-style actresses. Gina Davis, Kelly LeBrock. So many... Paul, Daryl Hannah, just so many lovely, lovely people. She was quite the archer, though, in that film she did, wasn't she?
And
Gina, very strong, very big
like
bone.
Go to the Olympics or something like that?
Yeah, I think she did. Right.
Gina the archer. That's what I called her, yes.
The alleged stalker's name is Linda Ransom. Ransom as in kidnapping, same spelling. Goldblum claims that Linda has shown up at his house unannounced and uninvited 20 times in the last month.
At my breakfast table.
And over 50 times in the last 3 months.
Oh, scary for everybody. Scary for everybody.
You're working me now. Yeah. He says this lady has stalked him at various places and sent harassing and threatening letters.
Oh, peekaboo, I see you.
Quote, physically attacked my employee and accosted me.
Yes, not a stable woman.
He knows her. He knows this woman.
You would think like maybe he would have done something the first 49 nine times she showed up at his house.
Well, I can explain it as such. What I wish is that I could reprise my role as the fly.
Me too.
And throw up on her.
Regurgitate your food.
And then dissolve her skin. But not going to happen. Movie magic.
Goldblum met Linda in acting school. Then she started showing up to see his jazz band, the Mildred Snitzer Orchestra.
Top shelf. Top shelf group.
His show Reigns. It debuts on NBC March 15th.
Reigns, yes. Go figure that title out. Mm-hmm. There's your conundrum.
Is that R-A-I-N-S or R-E-I-G-I?
No, I'm not
I before E except after.
Your standard,
rain like the horse's rain.
Your standard stuff that falls out of the sky.
Uh-huh.
Reigns. I'm not doing a Christmas show.
It's raining men.
Yes, in The Fly, I was Dr. Brundle.
Good to know.
Dr. Brundle, that was my character.
Reigns with an E, in this case, R-A-I-N-E-S.
Oh, Reigns, yes, like Claude Reigns.
Oh, Bo Reigns.
And while we're on words, the N-word has been banned in New York.
There
you go, Rob.
I got 49 left.
Well, this fixes everything. The New York City Council voted yesterday to symbolically ban the use of the word.
Really?
Yeah. Lawmakers in Washington, meanwhile...
Well, someone better start tapping Scott Shannon's phones.
Oh, there must be some mistake. Wow. Yes, here in Washington...
That was a joke.
This is a joke.
There it is. I really meant to say Joel Hollander. That's a joke.
Just
too.
A joke.
That's a joke.
Lawmakers in Washington, meanwhile, symbolically voted to symbolically support the symbolic vote of the New York City Council. And really, the City Council got its idea from state lawmakers up in Albany. This was the best that leaders at every level could do in their efforts to wipe out the word that, according to surveys, is the most offensive in the English language.
More offensive than the C word?
Apparently so, according to surveys.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of a campaign to eliminate racial slurs from hip-hop. N-word activists have asked the Recording Academy to stop giving Grammys to artists who use it.
Please, as the Bee Gees sang. It's only... Words.
Well, sure, they're white.
Mm-hmm.
A 12-year-old boy dies from toothache. Kudos to the Washington Post for having this story today. 12-year-old Diamante Driver of Maryland died Sunday when the bacteria from abscesses in his mouth spread to his brain.
You know, all I'm getting from this is that you're no better right now than G. Gordon Liddy.
How so? Oh, because
you're just reading the story out of the newspaper.
No, I'm not. No, I wrote this story, and I'm giving kudos to the Washington Post.
Did they write it in their newspaper today?
They were the first to report it.
I just hope
I read it and then wrote this story.
I just hope Dave is listening.
Dave?
Super Dave.
No, he can't now because he's walking to the metro.
You must pay attention to your team.
In his new comfortable shoes.
Yes, he is. He's very comfortable doing that.
Anyway, once again, here's Buzz Liddy reading out of the newspaper.
From the Rangers of the Washington Post. The Post reports that an $80 tooth extraction...
F you, white trash.
...saved the boy's life. Wow. The mother was focused on the 6 rotted teeth in DeMonte's brother, and the family had no insurance after losing Medicaid. Even when they had Medicaid, dentists who would take it were hard to find and still are.
I wonder how Dennis Murphy's doing these days.
I bet he wants to get a few of those abscesses yanked. Yeah. The latest from Walter Reed Hospital when we return.
Hospital.
Hospital.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, folks, I thought we ought to explain what's going down here. It's April Fool's Day. The fact is that Don and Mike are on thin ice. Alan Goodman called and said, listen, they've alienated everybody. They have made enemies of everybody. They are idiots. They are immature. We need a grown, mature adult, someone that can bring the proper approach to Power 105, and that's why I'm here. And with that, I say good morning on wonderful WAVA.
Corrective shoes on their brains. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, hi, everybody.
King George's last day on TV. Now, it's got to be the 11 o'clock show that's his sign-off, right?
I think that'll be his teary one.
I bet he keeps it together.
He probably does.
I bet that Grady cannot keep it together.
Possibly. Yeah, Vance will be probably the band. They're very close.
Yeah. Grady from Sanford and Son. And I hope someone takes out the golden shovel and smacks Bob Ryan in the head with it.
And then his wig falls off.
I hope McGrath is okay.
And then I hope Doreen does a lap dance.
Always.
If Channel 4 ran things our way.
I'd take a lap dance from Doreen still.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I would. Would you?
As opposed, give me a...
A comparison?
Someone...
Oh, that's hard.
Who I would compare getting a lap dance.
Because really
besides Doreen Gensler.
Oh, well, the other main anchors, I know you would. I know you'd take one from Tracy Neal.
What about J.C.?
J.C. Hayward.
Versus Doreen. One would be more exotic, I
think.
That's
tough. That's really
tough.
Yeah, it would.
You know what? I'm surprised I'd take the J.C.
Yeah, I would take the J.C. also.
Because she's got...
With or without?
Without the wig.
Yeah.
Because she's got...
That's the second time you said that.
We've been saying it all week.
I like that.
Balls on fire.
Balls on fire.
Give me Doreen.
Buzz is hot as balls.
Yes.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Once a soldier leaves basic training, he or she pretty much never has to worry again about facing an inspection by a superior, unless they're lucky enough to be patients at Walter Reed Army Hospital. Now we're hearing that soldiers there have been ordered to awaken each day at 0600 and have their rooms ready for inspection by 0700. Also, no talking to reporters anymore.
No talking.
The general in charge at Walter Reed, by the way, was relieved of that duty today. Maybe that rule will change.
Oh, so the general, in order to take care of the horrible conditions for the veterans, decided that he'd tell the patients that they have to be inspected.
Right, and to shut up.
Jesus.
According to a soldier speaking on the condition of anonymity, some soldiers believe this is a form of punishment, these inspections.
Mm-hmm.
Punishment for telling reporters about the deplorable conditions Mike mentioned there by soldiers wounded over there. Over 100,000 of our soldiers have been permanently disabled. A middle school principal...
All I know is that Walter Reed's son is a real jerk, and that's all I'm going to say.
Fair enough. A middle school principal in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania was arrested this week for selling meth... The principal,
that's it.
Come on.
principal was selling meth.
There was the funny, incidentally, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Out of his office.
That's a funny for two guys in a room.
Mm-hmm. Three.
Right. Three. Four.
Four.
Yeah.
Five.
Five six.
All six of us.
Yeah. Clean sweep.
Yeah. That's it. That's it. That made it worth it.
House wins.
Middle school principal in Pennsylvania selling meth out of his principal's office. Police say they now believe he
Hold
did...
Hold on, Rob has an opinion, what?
I think that's bad, Don.
I love it when you're opinionated, Rob, I swear to God.
You are really willing to throw it out there, aren't you?
And I say bring it.
Man, rebel without a cause.
Honest bull.
Takes a stand. Police say they now believe the principal did not sell it to any of his 11 through 14-year-old students, but he did let his customers come to the school to buy their meth, where the kids are. And police say they did find the principal naked and looking at porn when they entered his office to arrest him.
Yeah.
The police show up and that's what he's doing?
Well, that's how they found him.
They'll lick you all over.
Now, some teachers go on to be principals, but not these two. In Clinton, South Carolina,
Clinton,
an attractive 23-year-old blonde female teacher is accused of having sex with at least five boys, some of them students at her school.
What about the vagina?
Ages 15 and 14, and you thought your boy wasn't getting an education.
Wow.
Their locations included a motel, a park, behind a restaurant. And, of course, at school.
Wow. Of course, Buzz, at school.
In North Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, a 35-year-old male high school teacher has been arrested for doing only one 17-year-old female student at least 70 times.
Oh, dear.
Each says the other one started it. You be the judge. Their locations included the track room at school.
Yeah.
In an elevator during the senior banquet.
You say you're looking for hot sex.
And at the football field.
Wow.
You could complain to the city manager, but he's putting on a dress. In Largo, Florida, city manager Steve Stanton's been forced out of his job 1 week after announcing his plans to undergo a sex change operation.
You fool! You complete utter ass! I could slap your face raw. Moron, I could die.
Concerned citizens like that one packed the city council chambers to talk about this subject for nearly 4 hours last
hey,
night.
Hey, you know something? No, what? I had a scream last night.
What's he doing in that council meeting?
After the outrage, the council voted 5-2 to toss his ass. Quoting Steve, 7 days ago I was a good guy. Now I have no integrity, no trust, no confidence, and more significantly, no followers. In Montreal, a woman's been sentenced to 4 years in prison for setting her boyfriend's penis on fire.
Oh, my.
The two had been arguing.
Nothing funny about this story.
No, no, nothing at all.
Who passed this one?
Well, no, I can't.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
It's a cautionary tale, and we may help people by telling this story.
Okay.
The two had been arguing. He
all
fell asleep.
Right, Buzz.
Guys, how many times do I have to tell you, never nap after an argument? After he nodded off, she grabbed the fondue fuel.
Oh my God.
Burns hot.
Oh, my. Tom likes it, though.
That's not funny.
NASCAR or just plain hot rods?
He wouldn't laugh if Rita Wilson was doing that to him.
Mm-mm.
That sounds like a fond don't.
Dateline, Northern California. Here is an exact quote from the Lodi News Sentinel.
That's like something Ron Burgundy would say. Sounds like a fond don't.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Northern California. Here's an exact quote from the Lodi News Sentinel.
Oh, Lodi. That delightful suburb of Sacramento.
Right.
This is my second journalism salute of the day. This may be the best lead line ever written for a news story out of the Lodi News Sentinel.
Oh, this is another story you've just lifted out of a newspaper.
Yeah, that's what I do.
I got you. Okay.
Here's their lead line, though. I love this. You'll never read this again. Quote, a jazz musician was injured Friday after jumping from a burning motorhome driven by a one-time roller skating stripper. Now, that's how you write a news story.
Mm-hmm.
The jazz man's going to be okay. Two other fascinating...
You think he oversold it a little bit?
Yeah. Well, it's headlines. Yeah.
No, it's not a headline. It's a sentence.
It's and the
I
stuff you like. You
I
like that.
Very
I know
much.
You're a wordsmith.
It's and the Jay Leno thing that he stole from Letterman, and Letterman's doing it again now, the small town news.
Small which, town
and,
news.
And now I'm stealing it from them because I've run out of stuff to steal from the newspaper. The jazz man's going to be okay. Two other fascinating things about the story.
Lift me, won't you lift me?
Police say it does not appear.
Jasmine. When the jazz man
Carol King?
Testifies mm-hmm. and the faithless soul believes.
It's pretty.
That's very nice.
And bring you into something having song.
You know the lyrics.
As gay as gay as gay. I look at the Photoshops and I say, oh, here it is. Wrong one. There it is. Michael's coming up right after we take care of Dorian Gensler on the News 4 News Desk. And now he's counting!
I did used to get in trouble back in the day for letting the song start.
Lift me, won't you lift me?
I would be in the background.
The old
sing it, baby.
Make it nice.
Yeah, Jazz Man. And then right here, I'd start talking. And somewhere there would be a program director about to drive his car into a telephone pole because he had written very explicitly on the label of the song, it was a 00 intro.
Oh, they hated that.
And I would keep going, man, right here on 99X.
Yep. Fight, baby.
Testify and everything, but man.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Don't let them give you
the time. Don't worry about the time.
Don't let them do that. That's my fault for jamming on Carole King. Give us your kicker.
Here's how we were going to end it. Finally, Dateline Florida, Craig Shelton was pulled over in his pickup at about 1 a.m. last Saturday for driving erratically on U.S. 19. Trooper thought Craig would never notice the cop car flashing lights, but he finally did, locked his brakes. Craig then threw his keys into the bed of the pickup. When asked for his license, he said he didn't have one. Was it suspended, said the officer? Yes, said Craig. He didn't even try the sobriety test, telling the trooper, you got me. And then, in the back of the cop car, Craig said something he probably shouldn't have. He asked the trooper, did you find my weed?
Ooh!
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Oh, yeah. That is definitely the ganja.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Go! Thank you, Buzz, man. I think we do got to fly. They're all giving us that hurry up.
Yeah,
hurry up,
we got to go, got to go.
Mike, thank you for your stuff with Super Dave today. See you tomorrow.
Thank you. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Ed?
Good night, sweet George.
Good night, George.
Good night, George.
This is the Don and Mike Show.